Okay, so welcome to the October 2nd use case realization call. We have here with us today Vijay Kumar from the PTL from DCAE, and we're going to be having a discussion with him on the DCA impacts for all of the R6 use cases. So I went through the wiki page, all of the wiki pages for all of the use cases, and I also crossed indexed them against the use case spreadsheet that I've been maintaining for the use case impacts that when I contacted earlier on in M0, I contacted all the teams and they gave me a view of what had DCA impact. So you'll see in this table that I put together for today's call, there it may be something that indicates impact on the spreadsheet. And if there was something listed in the actual wiki page itself, I cut and paste the thing from the wiki page. there's a lot of wiki pages that need to be updated, I think. There are some that are just slides, like for example, the BBS use case. And there are others that list changes but don't break it down by project. So we'll go through these one at a time here. Okay, so pre-onboarding, onboarding, I think the only change that we're looking at is the VNF SDK work, and Zhu and Michaela may indicate other changes later. but Zhu, right? I don't think we have any DCA impact at right now in
no DCA.
Impacted, yeah, okay. So for plug and play, here's the link to the plug and play page. The main thing that's happening there is there's some modeling investigation work and some, oh, wait a minute. There was some SO BPMN updates. Let me see. Oh, there was something for this, yes, okay. It's good that I remembered that. Okay. So yeah. I remember I was talking to some of my Nokia colleagues and they told me that they're looking at an improvement to the secure CMPV2 work.
Right, Ben. I think I'm familiar with that. I talked to Powell on that. So I thought it was tracked under a different use case, though. Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, actually, you know, I think it's under the... what happened? Ah, shoot. I think it's under also the CM Netconf maybe use case. The CMV... P2 work, I think, is also under the Netconf work. Let me see.
This is Oscar. I just joined the call. So is the question about CMPV2?
The question is that does that impact DCAE or?
No DCAE. Oh, okay. Sorry. Not via the configuration, NetConf configuration use case, but there are separate release requirements to update bulk PM and the VES collector.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Wait, I think it's part of the maybe the 5G bulk PM use case, if I recall.
5G PM. Okay, yeah, there is. I did see a thing for the PM. The 5G bulk PM. So on the spreadsheet, it indicated impact, but I'm not sure if it listed impact
So actually, if you close this one, there are two PowerPoint presentations on this page. Scroll down a bit. Oh, you're scrolling a bit too fast.
Oh, wait. Actually, I can just copy this. This is all I need here. Let me just copy this. Okay. All right. And PM control, secure PM. Okay. All right. I see. Okay. So this is the... Okay, good. So we'll come to that. Let me go back up here. So plug and play, we had the two epics listed for secure PMP, and I guess the CMPV2 work is actually happening under another use case.
One question here. So when you're listing the epic here, what is the corresponding Jira? Is it something you're, how are you, what is
the epic this number? Is just the internal, this is the this is, if you go to this wiki page, it's just the internal numbering of that epic. It's not tied to an outside thing. This is just on this web, on the wiki page itself. So what I did was I listed epic because sometimes there are things that reuse the same, refer to the same thing in two different places. So just for ease of navigating in the same page, it's not tied to something outside of it. It's just strictly tied to that use case, or at least for me when I did that page. Okay.
So do we have a mapping for each of these use cases with the corresponding requirement number, which...
Yes. So I can put that page down for you. If you go to the here, let me see, R6 release requirements here. So if you go to the release requirements page, it has the higher level epic Jira for that thing, right? Okay. So you can see, like for plug and play, for example, piano software upgrade somewhere here, should be plug and play. Well, anyway, for all of the, like, plug and play has this, is the requirement, Jira. I can put it in here for you. Okay. All right, and I see Vimal joined. And Prohit. Sorry. Tracy. Ooh. Okay. All right. So let's see. So Oscar, the CMPV2 work is happening in the netconf use case. Is that right?
So there is in total four Frankfurt release requirements related to CMPV2.
Okay.
There is sort of one base requirement that is covering the common work in AAF that is needed. Then on top of that, there are three release requirements covering use cases that will take advantage of this capability. One is the netconf configuration use case, where there is a release requirement to enhance it with this certificate management based on CMPV2. There's another release requirement to enhance bulk PM with CMPV2. And the third release requirement, I guess, then is the enhancing the plug and play and the VES collector with CMPV2. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Vijay, maybe I'll add this on another line here because it seems to be a PV2 development. And I saw, Oscar, that there was, I think it was, there's a whole requirement listed in it. I think it was 140 or, let me see. I think I saw it here. Was it 140? 140, right? Is this?
Yeah, that one is K covering the AAF part, and it has quite a lot of user stories defined now.
Yeah, okay, all right. BJ, did you have any question about that? Does that make sense to you?
No, so I just want to make sure. So for the DCA impact, right, other than device collector and DFC, there is also impact to the plugin and also the blueprint, because we, part of a deployment, we need to identify if a particular component needs the CMP V2 certificate or the current internal ONAP AF-based certificate. So there should be some sort of an indicator, part of the deployment, which should be sent to AAF init container during the request. That way we can get the correct certificate back. So I did talk to Powell from Nokia on that, and he's aware of that. It's something he committed his team can support. So based on that, I'm okay with it, but I just want to make sure the team here understands there is more impact than just the collectors noted. There is some platform, DCA platform work also required to make sure the new certificates, CMP V2 certificates, can be requested correctly and delivered to the microservice.
Okay. All right. Okay. I only type 60 words a minute, so let me see platform. I can try to catch up here. Okay. All right. Great. So this is basically accepted. You've known. There's. You can say you commit, basically, right? It's from DCA support for this.
Yeah, so are we also trying to align the company supporting here, or just the, what is the?
So this is just capturing any discussion we want, any questions you have, any questions the use case teams have. It's really just an open discussion on all of the use cases with DCAE, so.
Okay, so I guess on the Frankfurt release requirement, whenever DCA asks, PT also fill up, I can give the same comment and then provide the company supporting that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so do you have questions about, it looks like Nokia is involved, Ericsson's involved, there's a number of companies that are supporting this.
Yeah, I think, I don't have any questions now, so we did discuss last week with Pavel and we put on that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, and Oscar, did you have any questions you wanted to ask of BJ on this topic?
No, I mean, that for the DCAE part of this certificate handling, it's we have agreed that it's mostly Nokia that is will work on that part.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And, so on the item here, you mentioned something about three-factor test. I know that's something we want to talk, but I'm not sure how that's related to this use case.
So I think I had tied it to the plug and play use case, because I think I think they wanted to tie it to a use case. That's why it's there. I think it was work that's happening. I mean, in theory, it kind of could be just out on its own somewhere, but I think they wanted to link it to a use case. That's why it's here.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. But you understand it, right? There's nothing.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
Okay. All right. So can I say committed here? Is DCA commit to these
yeah.
things? Okay. All right.
And do you want to remove the first line from that, the CMV2? Because I think that's something epic for...
Yeah, the next one, right? So, well, it's part of this, I guess. See the next line.
Okay.
So there are many things that are related to this, because I think config with netconf is also related. We'll use the CMPV2. See the CMPV2 development. Okay. And also bulk PM will also use it as well, which is mentioned here. Okay. Okay. So for software upgrade, PNF software upgrade zoo, I think, is on the call. Is there any?
No, I don't think any impact on DCE.
Okay. All right. And then Oscar, with the configuration for netconf, you're just, it's related to the CMPV2 work. Is there anything else that I didn't? I don't think I saw anything else on the page.
Yeah, there is no DCIE port.
Okay, thanks. 5G service modeling is just, there's just only modeling impact. And for those of you who are interested, and Andy was on the call, Andy Mayer was on the call. this week in the modeling call, they went over the modeling requirements for this release, and I added a row related to 5G service modeling there. Okay. Let me just Dong Ho joined. And somebody calling in. Okay. Let's see. Next is the Bulk PM, which did list a number of things on their wiki page. Oscar, you want to speak to this?
The two main enhancements that have been proposed, they have separate presentations on this wiki page. One is this PM control feature DCIE impact is already listed here. The additional new PM subscription handler microservice. I think for the second bullet is more of an open question, the PM mapper impact and whether that will be included or not. You can keep it for now, and then we will conclude if anything should be done or not. Mm-hmm. Then we already talked about the second main addition, this certificate handling. That should be the two main.
MBK, did you have any comments or thoughts or questions?
Right. So, Oscar, we talked last week on this in terms of the flow, what is identified currently may need to be revisited in terms of how it can fit into the existing DCAE flows, or even for that matter, I don't know if that was something, we had an open question where that microservice should reside based on the conversation, at least. It seemed like if we treat it like more of an event processor, it can fit under DCAE, but I thought there was the flows, what was depicted, at least in the current use case, was not something what we want to go forward with. There's some discussion further needed to identify what that data flow path will be and configuration flow path would be for this use case itself. Yeah, because I think the current use case, the way it is, it's getting updates from ANI, and then it was triggering some update into controller and also into the PM subscription handler, to the PM mapper directly. But what we wanted to have that change was to have the new microservice detect the changes required and trigger a policy update to reconfigure anything on the microservice itself to follow the policy path flow. So that was something we talked through last week, but I know there was something Mikola mentioned. We'll probably have more follow-ups in terms of what it is. The other aspect of this was the ANI interface. Rather than having a direct ANI interface, we are also adding the OTI component for Frankfurt, should the interface be coming from OTI rather than ANI directly. So that those were some open questions we had around that.
So it sounds like there's still some discussion that needs to happen, or some investigation that needs to happen around this use case, or some details that are still need to be worked. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so, Ben, yes.
Okay, and M1 is October 10th next week, so I think you still have a little bit of time probably to close on that, some of these at least high-level things. Okay. All right. So what should I put for the summary? Is still under investigation, still under discussion? Do you commit, or is there just some?
Yeah, I think we need further discussion. At this point, I cannot commit to it with the current use case flow as is, so that based on the discussion in the next few days, we can revisit this.
Okay. Okay, thanks. And is that going to be led by Oscar or Michaela? You mentioned Michaela's name.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Michaela last week, and also Oscar had this presentation in the face-to-face, so we had the same comments discussed then. So there was going to be, I'm not sure who's leading from Ericsson, but yeah, both seemed like being aware on this.
Okay. Next is the PM dictionary work. I don't think Marge is on the call. So let's see, updated PM dictionary schema to have one YAML document per measurement. And so that I'm familiar with. And there's VES event registration specification updates for the PM dictionary schema change. And there was some epics and stories created for that.
But actually, I did notice this, and I had a question to Marge. I mean, I'm not sure why this would be a DCAE
impact. Story, or, yeah.
It seems like more like a modeling or VNFSA aspect of it. So.
Right. Oh, geez. What? For some reason, it doesn't update my cursor location. I don't know why it does that. Okay. Okay. Shoot, what happened? So there's where my cursor is. Why doesn't it? Oh shoot. I clicked on update accidentally. Sorry. Still updating. Okay. Edit. All right. I see Joanne joined. All right. So maybe we need to have some more discussion here with Marge. Okay. Timo, are you there? Timo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you see if Marge can join this call real quick?
I can try.
On Jabber, thanks. All right. Next, OFSON PCI, they did list on their wiki page some changes about functional enhancements to the SON handler microservice. I don't know if anybody on from there is on the call. Is anybody from the Sun PC on the call? I don't see Shankar call or Swami. All right. So this probably just needs some more clarification. Let's see. And maybe you need to reach out to the Sun PCI team. There. Okay. So on the NN NORC slicing, I don't think I saw any change there for DCAE. There might be some in these slides here, but I don't think there's any change listed, at least for DCAE there. Okay. the ORAN standards harmonization. And so Vimal is on the call. Vimal, do you, so in the spreadsheet it was listed that there would be some change potentially.
There would be changes in DCAE. We are still trying to sort out, Vijay and I talked. Okay. We want to see if we can, instead of using 3GPP fault as a separate domain, if we can do some rationalization. And if that alignment cannot be done in with 3GPP and time frame we are looking for, then we might have to delay it. But right now, as it stands, there are some enhancements expected from DCAE. One is to how do we listen to CM notification, config change notification, and then how do we support 3GPP fault. The next one is slightly minor. Today, we get the file ready notification when we have performance bulk data collection. And we want to expand that to say that it should also specify the type of file that's ready. Is it a performance file, log file, or some other type of file? That should not really make much difference in DCAE code itself.
Correct. Okay, so it's the first time I'm hearing Vimal. So which, is that part of the same use case you just talked about, or?
Yeah, it's part of the same use case. There are three, so maybe.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Vimal was saying that there's the two main changes are something related to CM notification and another one related to supporting 3GPP fault event, right?
Yeah.
Right, and the third one, I thought Vimal, you mentioned something.
The third one was to say in the file ready event, we get WES event file ready.
Right.
We want to add a field called what is the type of file that is ready.
Type of file, okay. Okay. So currently, the main subscriber of that notification is the data file collector. So Oscar, is that you are aware? I mean, in terms of changing or introducing a new field.
Yeah. Actually, when this was proposed, we questioned the need for this addition because you can already use the existing fields to indicate this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So this isn't a change, or it is.
Oscar, is that what A101?
Hello, I'm sorry, I just joined the call.
Hey, Marge. Hi.
Yeah,
so
hi.
We were just talked about the PM dictionary. We'll come back to that again, and the RAN standards harmonization. When I went to the page itself, I didn't see any impact to DCAE.
It was there at one time. I did do the impact. So I did fill it out, and I did say there was DCAE impact, and I did say there was DMAP impact. So I don't know what happened to that.
Okay, so maybe we need to just add that back.
I'll go back and double check it.
Yeah.
But I definitely filled that in. I filled in some spreadsheet, maybe I filled in the wrong spreadsheet, but I definitely filled in that there was impact there. I'll have to go check and see where I filled it out.
So Marge, we talked about two impacts. One is the 3GPP fault, and I said that alignment is still being discussed, so we don't know.
Exactly.
And the third is the CM notification.
Right.
And the third is that we have this file ready that we want to use a file type to be specified. And Oscar says that field already exists, that we can use existing field. We don't need a new field. So is that your impression as well?
It's my understanding that they believe that that's the case. We haven't had a discussion on that. But even if we had to add an additional field into the event, there wouldn't be any DCAE or DMAP impact. It would only be VES event specification impact.
Right, so Marge, if there's already a placeholder for putting that, why do you want to introduce a new one, right? I think.
Oh, I don't. I just haven't done that analysis. I'm not. Someone asked me if I had that same technical understanding. And my response is I haven't looked yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
so
hi,
we have a question around all this related to the VS spec itself. I mean, what is the timeline you're working on to get this?
So we had our first our first meeting this morning to talk about the right way to harmonize the 3GPP fault event. I think we are converging pretty rapidly on an approach there. And we have another meeting scheduled for next week to go into some more details. We have some homework assignments from that first meeting to go back and verify that the general approach we're converging on is going to be okay with our 3GPP delegates. I don't expect there'll be pushback there, but we want to make sure that the approach we're taking is going to be isn't going to cause them to say no, that's not correct. So I do think we're in good shape to move forward there. It seems like there's not a lot of disagreement on an approach. So, but we have folks in the meeting from AT&T and Ericsson and Nokia now. And we would, of course, present whatever we were going to do to the broader community once we have a proposal.
Hey, Margie, for the YC1 in ideal field, the fields relate to the PM file or relate to?
No. So we want the file ready to be applicable to other kinds of files beyond the PM file. So trace files, perhaps log files. There's a number of files that file types. We want it to be generic. And Oscar is saying that we already have a field that could be used there, which we should look at. And you know, I need to call a meeting for that as well. We just haven't done that. I'm thinking that it's the same team of people that are going to be looking at the fault event. So we should probably add that to the agenda for the next week's call to look at that and align.
So then this is a new effort in Frankfurt release, or this is considered as an existing capability?
It's just a file ready notification. We are not adding any tracing at this point.
No.
Okay.
All we want to do is have the file ready, be able to support other file types. That's all.
Okay.
Right, so, I mean, the other challenge, or not challenge in the sense, in the past, I mean, typically the WES publications happens before it's incorporated into the components or on-app microservice to use it for the, so is that something we would adopt for, follow for Frankfurt too? In that case, I mean, I would expect we close on the current open item soon and at some point before M2, well, that should be the latest. I mean, hopefully we can get this finalized and, I mean, published, and then the on-app updates can follow after that. Is that something?
We're working to converge as quickly as possible. We've identified that there would be impacts in the VES event listener document, in the VES registration handler document, most likely in the FM dictionary as well. So, yeah, there would be a number of document modifications that would happen as a result, for sure, of the fault event harmonization. The CM notifications are brand new, so that would be also impacts in the VES event listener and VES event registration documents. But all that's been so. I mean, it's fine to note that here, Ben, but it's also noted on the wiki for the project. So yes, I mean, I don't know what the schedule is for those documents. I thought that it was. I guess I didn't know what the schedule was for those documents. So you're saying that has to be done by M2? Is that what you said?
So it concerns more like modeling updates, right? I mean, typically the modeling updates in the past, it had to happen before M3 or M4. That way, then the rest of the changes and teams can follow that. So
okay. M3 or M4 sounds like that's better. More possible.
That's pretty late.
But I think they combine M2 and M3. I don't know if the new schedule, let me check. Yeah, I think M2 and M3 is combined for Frankfurt. So Yeah, the latest we need them finalized and.
Oh really?
Well, could we find the date, Ben?
I think yes, it is combined. It's November 7th.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yep. All right, guys, we need to move on here. So for PM Dictionary, we had already gone over it, and Vijay was.
That's fine if it's done.
Right, I think the question was, Marge, where should this be tracked, right? I think it should be, modeling under modeling or VNF SDK. There is no DCA impact as we talked in the JR, right?
That's so, right. There is no DCA impact there.
Oh, okay. So just you need to update the wiki page then because it indicates there's DCA impact on the wiki page, which I copied from.
So the impact for the PM dictionary is... It is really in that artifact and in the definition of that artifact, and so in the documents where the artifact is defined, and then also, I guess I have to go back and look at this. I mean, I got pulled out of another meeting to jump into this meeting, so I'm not really prepared.
Okay, so anyway, maybe you can sync up with Vijay if necessary then also.
Sure. I'll go back and I will look at what we put. It's been a long time since we entered the information for the PM mm-hmm. dictionary.
Yeah, so this is what's I... So for all of these kinds of meetings, Marge, I've in order to make it convenient for the PTL, I cut and paste the mentioning of, say, DCAE from the wiki pages so they can see quickly... what the impact is. So this is what's listed on the wiki page for FMPM dictionary. So maybe it needs to be updated is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe it needs to be updated. Right. Let me check with Damien.
Yep. So you'll sync, I'll just write, you'll sync with Vijay and you can update this.
And Damien.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay, sure. All right, great, thanks. So the next one is the runtime DB. Yes, and Joanne is on the call. So for DCAE, we said that we're exploring that best pathway for CM Notify, essentially, which is kind of similar to what we're also talking about up here. I mean, they're kind of two sides of the same coin, right?
So this is, I think we talked to Margie and Vijay, right? The tickets created into the alignment in the ONAP and the ORAN alignment, but the reference to the runtime configure DB.
Right.
Yeah, that's our impact.
Right. So I think these two are kind of the same thing, ORAN, ONAP.
ONAP. Alignment, yeah, and basically we create a CM CM01 notification, CM notification.
Right. Okay.
Wait. I'm getting very confused. Why does runtime?
So the runtime DB. The
impact I thought was that you guys would need to subscribe to that, right?
No. Margie, what we're talking about, right? The DCE collector, we need to have the CM domain at the CM event notification.
Okay, gotcha. So but that's covered above,
yeah,
right? That's
correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you were adding additional impacts, Ben. You're just referring to the impacts above, right?
Correct.
This impact, the reference to your one to all run you and the Waymo doing that.
Okay.
So the ticketing zero tickets reference for talk to VGA too. The zero mm-hmm. tickets reference the same thing too in developed by the Nokia. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right. I think both these impacts are the same. Or
yeah, I think these are the same. One is kind of using it, and the other is kind of introducing it, right? So I mm-hmm. think it's being introduced in the ORAN harmonization use case, and we're using it in the runtime DB use case.
Right, but the way this is written now, it almost looks like there's additional impact for you to use it, but I don't think there is.
Right.
So I I think it's important that you say that there, yeah, because otherwise it looks like we have to do something twice, which we don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can't, because the Jira ticket that Margie is the
could
same
you say that you're depend? Yeah. Could you say that you're dependent upon the work done in the harmonization use case for this? Would that be the right way to say that? Oh, I guess it's all right the way you've worded it now. But otherwise, I would have said that there was a dependency on the introduction of the other one. But that's okay. Either way, however you want to note this, Ben.
So, Vijay, do you commit to this? Do you think this needs more discussion? Do you understand these two things?
On a high level, yes, but I think it's all based on how the US updates are finalized. Like as
right, I do think we have resources to do the work we need to do here. To help you, I guess is what I should say.
Okay, and so here we're using the CM Notify event that's published. Does that require actual any DCA change?
So if for us, right, we will not we DCA doesn't change. We just reference the reference the one they have.
Right. And you would subscribe to that notification, right? You would subscribe. Yeah, so that you would know when a notification came in. But that's work for you to implement a subscription mechanism or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the runtime DB, we'll have a listen one, then we'll publish a DMAP. Mm-hmm. Then we will subscribe that topic.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But that's not a...
On the previous one, I want to make sure we had the timeline part, right? So I think Marge informed it will be tough to get it by M2, M3. So that's something we want to at least note what would be a preferred date to get this in Frankfurt. If not, we need to revisit this.
Okay. Okay.
I guess I want to be clear that I think a finalized VES document by November 7th is going to be difficult. Not that we might not be able to define what the event was going to look like. Let's note though that I think November 7th for an updated published VES document would be difficult.
Okay.
But the,
getting an
the,
echo
the thing
from somewhere.
That,
I'm not sure where. not an echo, but a...
Ben, just to give you a note, right? The Wolf, right? The Sun use case, that project also used the CM notification to the CM notify for DCAE. We have to depend on that development for both projects. One's a runtime DB, another one will be Sun Wolf use case.
Okay. All right. So Vijay, do you think you can commit to the, actually, I don't even know if there's any DCA change for this.
Yes, no.
It's the same as what we talked. I think there's a collector change to accommodate the VES, new VES layer spec and your topic to be assigned. So there is some minor impact, but not a lot.
But isn't it already covered in the previous one?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mentioned. So it's same as above. So I don't know if you want to track the dev effort differently here.
Okay, so same impact as for...
Can't you say, Ben, impact is captured in the previous one? Because otherwise it looks like there's another impact. Thank you.
So I think what we need to do is what we did for this other use case. So for this other use case, Marge, I also introduced a new row. This is something that introduced that impacts a bunch of other use cases. I think this will be less confusing. Basically, there's a new CM notify happening that impacts three use cases. And
So Marge, at some point after you get the closer to the West finalization, I would definitely like to review that with you, maybe on the one of the DCA meetings whenever you're ready, so we can make sure we are in sync on that.
Sounds good. You know, we're working with a look, so I think whatever we come up with is going to be, reasonable, but it should be reviewed in your meeting. I agree.
Okay, boy, we really need to hustle here. So, for 5G NRM CM, I didn't see any impact on the wiki page there. Licensing impact, licensing management. So Timo's on the call. I don't think there's any DCA impact, right, Timo, for this licensing management use case?
Not at least in Frankfurt timeframe, no.
Yeah, okay. And for the service resolver, I didn't see anything on the wiki page, but the wiki page is a little bit nebulous, I think. So maybe you need to look there in some more detail here. I don't think this was necessarily very clear. All right. For scaling, they did list the scaling use case, and Scott Blanford's not on the call, I don't think, but they did list some changes, Vijay, for DCAE.
What they presented in Anthrop was saying that there is no new functionality for scaling, only some minor cleanup for what they already have. Vijay, is that your understanding?
This is something I didn't have discussion with Scott yet. I don't remember Scott mentioning any new impact for DCAE, so
But I think you should, I mean, in the wiki page, it does list something though. So maybe you need to follow through with, why didn't it pick that up, huh? Anyway, if you go to the scaling roadmap and you go click on, if you go to the scaling use case and then you click on, I think it was this one. Nope. Let me just. So it does list some DCA change here, which I cut and paste. But I have no idea what that really means or what that is. So maybe you need to just follow through. So maybe you need to touch base with Scott, Vijay?
Yeah, I will ping him. I'll check with him.
This manual automatic scaling, at least it mentioned something, so I don't know if that something needs to be done there. Okay, for mobile service chaining, if you go to the wiki here, it mentions this as the update, but it's, again, very nebulous. So you might need some investigation there, I feel. So if you go to that page, you'll see that it mentions something, but it doesn't really say what. I see Chakar was on the call. I don't know if he's still on the call for, I think he dropped. Yep. So for the BBS use case,
So for the mobile service chaining, who's driving that?
So if you go to this spreadsheet at the end of the wiki page here, you can I put together the contacts for all the use cases. Okay. So basically, if you go to here, you should be able to find the people to contact and just cut and paste into my email.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I wasn't aware of what the DC impact on this was. I'll take a look at the slide.
Yeah. Actually, wait a minute. I thought I just saw for the BBS. Oh, no, wait, no, there isn't. Look, there's no impact. So I want the BBS use case, I don't think has any impact. CCVPN is a weird one because the team told me there's impact, but the wiki page says there's no impact. So I think this needs investigation. And I, again, that's one of those pages that I think is not very filled out. So I don't think there's much here. Or you can look here, but I don't, it's not clear to me if there's impact there. So, but the team itself told me there's impact. So for the control loop backlog, so this use case in the control loop, if you go to the page here for here, this is like a in-depth backlog of things that they're planning to do, right? And you'll see a number of DCA things here.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Most of these have been discussed with the BAM and Scott and others.
Okay, great. All right. So I guess you can say commit here.
Yeah, so it's there are a lot of things on it, but not everything is committed. So it's more tracked on that individual page. I think BAM has created a separate requirement, so we'll work through that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, and then the L1 optical, L0L1 optical service page again doesn't really say, I don't think, if there's DCA impact. Let me see. Let me just check again, DCA. So, so I think maybe you need to contact the team again.
Right. So I think, a general comment, maybe you can add for any other use case which we didn't review, maybe they can reach out to me or join the DCA meeting so we can talk through follow-up needed on that. Right.
Right.
I did look briefly at the mobile service chaining. There's not a lot of details in it. At this point, there's nothing for me to commit. We need probably more details on that.
Right. And the thing is, in particular, this use case is one of the ones that, again, it was one of the ones that they indicated that there would be impact. So, and the team, Raghavan mentioned that there is impact, but they just don't list it on their page. So, whereas something like change management, there's nothing listed on the page. So, and there's nothing listed from when the team responded to me. So that it's likely that there's just simply no change for that, which is probably okay.
But I think the multi-domain, if I recall, they were trying to do this in phases. For Frankfurt, if I recall, they didn't have DCA as impacted. I don't know if things changed recently.
Yeah, no. So there's no impact listed. So there's probably no impact there. HPA, again, the page is very sparse, so I'm not really sure if there's impact. Same with runtime security. Actually, the remaining few, I think, were hard to see from their wiki pages. Is there anybody on from any of these? Runtime security, HPA, Kubernetes-based cloud region support, third-party operational domain manager, DAS? Anybody? Okay, so, best I can put is, I looked at these pages, I didn't see anything, but a lot of these pages are somewhat nebulous, or continuation lists a bunch of things they'd like to do, but it doesn't break it down by project, right? It just says there's a bunch of stuff we'd like to do, and I don't know if these have DCA impact or not. Okay.
Yeah, so whatever is not noted, at this point, unless they've reached out, I'm not tracking that yet for DCA, but if we have still 1 week left, so if things changes, we
can. Sure. Right. Okay. But in particular, I think if the team indicated that there was impact, but the wiki page does not, that is a red flag to me, thinking because the team itself has said, we think there's change, but they just haven't updated their page yet. So that's something that should definitely be followed through on, probably by you.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, I want to follow up with you too, because I know I put impacts, but I just don't. And I thought I put them where I was supposed to, but evidently not. So let's chat offline that I get that stuff there, because.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Sure. So that was, this page probably should say there's something here, but there's nothing there. We can meet offline. So just in the last couple minutes, I wanted to just mention, because Tracy's on the call. Tracy, are you there? She was on the call. Tracy? Oh, she dropped. Okay. So I had mentioned to Tracy that we would be talking about this these POCs happening. And I was trying to settle down on a date to discuss that. So just so people know, that in the first week of December, there's this PlugFest and POC that's being held, I believe, at Rutgers. And leading up to that,
you want me to try to get her to join?
Sure, that would be good.
Let me try.
Okay. So Vijay, did you have any last questions on any of the stuff we went over?
No, I think this was good. Thank you, Ben, for organizing. It was easy for PTLs to go around all the use cases in one call rather than having separate.
That's also time consuming for both sides. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. So let's see. I just wanted to touch base on some of the things that are coming up here. I have tried to schedule a meeting, a similar thing like this, with Sashu, but he's got an SO call that partly overlaps with this call. He did attend a couple weeks ago, but as you see, like this discussion, this PTL discussion kind of takes the whole time. So I'm trying to arrange possibly a separate one with Sashu. Joanne and I will be presenting the Runtime DB as a dedicated session at some point. I've also reached out to David McBride from the Linux Foundation, who's the Release 6 manager, and he's got a lot of kind of new ideas and stuff of how to capture the release roadmap and stuff. So I want to eventually allow him a session to talk as well. There will be a session with Tracy describing and talking about this PlugFest happening in December. So obviously, there'll be a session.
And she can't join. She's hosting a call now.
No problem. Yeah. So I've been in email contact with her, and we will have a dedicated session on this. Obviously before the POC. Andy was on the call earlier. And I was in the modeling call this week with Scott, and we were discussing on Monday, and we were discussing the new use case template that might be used for R7. I've mentioned this before, but there's a little more traction now to basically get this more defined. So it describes basically a more thorough and, I think, a better use case page, which I think people could use in R7. Okay, so this is some of the taste of some of the things that are coming down the pipe. So we've reached the end of our time. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I hope you guys found this useful to collect all the DCA stuff and have a chat with the PTL and the DCAE. So thanks again, everybody, for joining. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.